quantum universes. In addition to higher dimensions and the multiverse, there is yet another type of parallel universe, one that gave Einstein headaches and one that continues to bedevil physicists today. This is the quantum universe, predicted by ordinary quantum mechanics. The paradoxes within quantum physics seem so intractable that Nobel laureate Richard Feynman was fond of saying that no one really understands the quantum theory. Ironically, although the quantum theory is the most successful theory ever proposed by the human mind, often accurate to within one part in 10 billion, it is built on a sand of chance, luck, and probabilities. Unlike Newtonian theory, which gave definite, hard answers to the motion of objects, the quantum theory can give only probabilities. The wonders of the modern age, such as lasers, the internet, computers, TV, cell phones, radar, microwave ovens, and so forth, are all based on the shifting sands of probabilities. The sharpest example of this conundrum is the famous Schrödinger's cat problem, formulated by one of the founders of the quantum theory, who paradoxically proposed the problem in order to smash this probabilistic interpretation. Schrödinger railed against this interpretation of his theory, stating, "If one has to stick to this damned quantum jumping, then I regret having ever been involved in this thing." The Schrödinger's cat paradox is as follows. A cat is placed in a sealed box. Inside, a gun is pointed at the cat, and the trigger is then connected to a Geiger counter next to a piece of uranium. Normally, when the uranium atom decays, it sets off the Geiger counter, and then the gun, and the cat is killed. The uranium atom can either decay or not. The cat is either dead or alive. This is just common sense. But in the quantum theory, we don't know for sure if the uranium has decayed. So we have to add the two possibilities. Adding the wave function of a decayed atom with the wave function of an intact atom. But this means that in order to describe the cat, we have to add the two states of the cat. So the cat is neither dead nor alive. It is represented as the sum of a dead cat and a live cat. As Feynman once wrote, quantum mechanics describes nature as absurd from the point of view of common sense, and it fully agrees with experiment. So I hope you can accept nature as she is. Absurd. To Einstein and Schrödinger, this was preposterous. Einstein believed in objective reality, a common-sense Newtonian view in which objects existed in definite states, not as the sum of many possible states. And yet this bizarre interpretation lies at the heart of modern civilization. Without it, modern electronics and the very atoms of our body would cease to exist. In our ordinary world, we sometimes joke that it's impossible to be a little bit pregnant. But in the quantum world, it's even worse. We exist simultaneously as a sum of all possible bodily states: unpregnant, pregnant, a child, an elderly woman, a teenager, a career woman, etc. There are several ways to resolve this sticky paradox. The founders of the quantum theory believed in the Copenhagen school, which said that once you open the box, you make a measurement and can determine if the cat is dead or alive. The wave function has collapsed into a single state and common sense takes over. The waves have disappeared, leaving only particles. This means that the cat now enters a definite state, either dead or alive, and is no longer described by a wave function. Thus, there is an invisible barrier separating the bizarre world of the atom and the macroscopic world of humans. For the atomic world, everything is described by waves of probability, in which atoms can be in many places at the same time. The larger the wave at some location, the greater the probability of finding the particle at that point. But for large objects, these waves have collapsed, and objects exist in definite states, and hence common sense prevails. When guests would come to Einstein's house, he would point to the moon and ask, "Does the moon exist because a mouse looks at it?" In some sense, the answer of the Copenhagen school might be yes.